Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So let's say you're dating someone and it's like, you know, you're having a fun time. Third date rolls around. And you're like, oh, well, what do you want to do? And he's like, well, you know, the Hoover Dam's only like 3 hours away. Do you want to go and watch the salmon cannons with me? And you're like, watch the salmon cannons? It's like, yeah, we'll pack a lunch. We'll make a day of it. We'll just watch the salmon cannons. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Colin.
I'm Ryan.
Put a ring on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think this is that bad a date.
Salmon cannon. I'm
also,
in.
Is he getting you behind the velvet rope?
Yeah. Do you get to put one of the salmons in the
salmon?
Yeah. Well, now he says, watch the salmon cannons. He doesn't say shoot one, but I mean, I think if you go and then he's like, babe, I got a little surprise for
okay,
you.
I'd be like, okay, third date, you're calling me babe. This is too much.
I think if he's,
I get in a car and I drive away. It's too intimate.
He says, babe.
Wow. 3 hours back home?
You guys don't understand my walls.
Okay, so he
They're
says, babe.
High.
He says, babe. You start walking away. And he's like, you can put one of the salmon in the thing.
And
you
I
come
go,
back.
Oh, babe!
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, dope. It does sound like fun. I had no idea what this was until you guys just showed me the video. I am torn between this is the like cruel twisting of nature that we're doing as humanity, and also it's funny to see fish slide through a plastic tube.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm into it. I didn't do any research about what happens to these salmons on the other end of the cannon.
Oh, so it's to
if
help
it's
them
to go to a salmon farm to make dinner.
No, it's
it
just
feels
to go.
Less fun. But no. If it's like to make them get to live longer and have a better life.
Well, it's a journey that they would try to make anyway, right?
Right. Yeah. They're gonna try to go over the dam.
So it's either fish ladders or or
wait,
salmon
is that
cannon.
A real
yeah,
thing?
Fish ladders. So they have so it's like little steps so they can like flop themselves up on each it's
which that's
oh,
very
oh, yeah,
tiring.
Yeah.
Salmon cannon is better.
Salmon cannon is seconds. You woo all the way up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of seconds. We watched it.
Yeah.
It goes on and on.
Yeah.
If there was a human salmon cannon,
mm-hmm.
would you do it?
Yeah. That's called raging waters, baby.
No.
Yeah.
No, like for transportation purposes, though.
Oh.
Like a human
like Futurama.
Tube?
Yeah, like in Futurama.
Okay, mm-hmm. But what is the distance? Where are we? Set the scene, please.
It's sure, okay.
To get you over the Hoover Dam.
No, so it's got to be a place that you were going to try to go anyway. So mm-hmm. if instead of driving to work, you could get into a tube and the tube and you
into
would be
a
like
tube.
Into a tube and the tube would be tight. It would be tight in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You wouldn't get wet. Your clothes wouldn't get ruined.
I was going to say, do you need to bring like a trash bag of fresh clothes tied to your ankle? So when you get out, you can change.
Yeah.
I would take a tube to work.
You would take a tube to work?
I mean, I wouldn't be the first person to test a tube.
Yeah.
But I would.
Me too.
Kelly, I mean, did you ask if it was hot?
Yeah, I don't want to be in there if it's hot.
It might be hot. I feel like the airflow would be questionable, but
I think they would have to pump a lot of air through it all the time.
Shooting you.
Oh, is it a vacuum? Yeah, I mean, That's whooshy.
How do pneumatic tubes work?
Breathing in a vacuum isn't ideal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're sucking the air. So, like, that doesn't mean there's extra air coming out of your throat.
They're collapsing your lungs.
Yeah, scary.
And you suffocate in your own body.
I mean, I don't want to die. I wouldn't mind in something like a super fast, because like a super fast elevator could be a tube. So, like, I go to Sears Tower.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do people still do that?
Sure.
I think so.
Because it's not the tallest name, so who cares? Yeah. But anyway, I go to Sears Tower.
It's also not the Sears
Tower. It's not Sears Tower anymore. What's it called?
Willis. I don't know. Willis?
Willis. Mm-hmm.
So I go to Willis Tower, as everyone knows. Very important. And then there's three options.
I said that. I don't know if that's correct.
There's regular elevator, express elevator, and pneumatic tube.
Mm.
And the tube line is shorter.
I'd do it.
Sure.
How would the tube line? It's
you're there.
I'm imagining it's like you go into the plastic container in the ATM.
Exactly.
Then it's okay.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
that's something
totally
I've dreamed
fine.
About since I was like 4 years old.
Yeah.
So you have your own protective little thing you go in.
Yeah, and you're in a thing.
You. That's fine.
And it's so short that they do tell you, like, don't breathe fast, but you're not going to take that many breaths. So they're like, breathe in, and they're like, we're going to count to three. And they go, one, two, pshoom.
Yeah,
they don't want you. They don't trust you. Yeah. Properly.
Also, and here's like a little plus too. Every time you get out, it sprays sanitizer all over everything.
Perfect.
So you're not,
not
touching up
just the other things.
Yeah, the little capsule that you go in.
Like
now,
a mist.
I will say, I'm thinking that I would take it up to the top of Willis Tower.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Which I double checked. That is correct.
Scary.
Down would be so scary.
Oh, because you think too fast.
Too fast, and like
how does
gravity,
it stop?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, it stops the same way it stops going up, but for some reason that feels...
It's scarier.
Less scary.
Like the thing of being launched faster than the speed of gravity.
Okay,
it's
this
a
is
ride
what happens.
At
this
point.
Happens.
It's no longer transportation.
This is what to go down, it does like a teeny little loop-de-loop at the end to like slow down and then...
It's like a little pigtail curlicue.
Yeah. By the end, you just kind of like slip out like a little turd.
Yeah. All right, I'll do it.
You're like steamy and melty.
Okay, you've been on 3 dates with this guy, and then he's like, hey, do you want to go see the Colin Cannons, where it's just you being shot out of the Willis Tower?
I'm in it.
Me?
Wait, watching Colin get shot?
Yeah.
I would do it.
I mean, is Colin under duress?
Yeah, exactly. Am I just being grabbed by a guy in hip waders and shoved into this fucking cannon?
You can tell he doesn't like it, but you wouldn't... You wouldn't say duress.
Well, I would try to stop.
Oh my god!
Like after every ride, I like slurp out of the thing. I'm like, it's a living.
You're like checkpoints.
I would not go to see Colin at work if he was that miserable. At his
That's
job.
Your job is just to go in those.
I would go visit Colin at a job he's happy to do. If you ever get on like a Chuck Lorre sitcom, I'm sorry.
No.
I'll watch it from home to help you with ratings, but I am not.
If
going
I'm on
to
a Chuck
taping.
Lorre sitcom, I don't need your help with ratings.
Holy
thank you very much.
Shit.
Mr. Lorre
America.
Has taken care of me.
Yeah.
My CBS daddy gonna pay these checks.
I think honestly
13 fucking million people watch this.
Yeah, you're gonna have a lot.
Right, fine. I will cash money. Disavow knowledge that you're on that sitcom.
That's actually the help
here's what
I need.
You need to do. You need to go visit Colin at work and then help him get away from there because he needs to not
away from the
be
Chuck
Lorre
sitcom.
You need to
do you
save
know how
him.
Much fucking money you make. You don't have to do
let
anything.
Let him do it for
life.
A year.
Yeah,
do it for a year, and
you're
know what?
In. No, do it for 100 episodes. Get the syndication money,
then
Colin, you can do anything you want.
I could leave
anything.
This whole town behind.
You could run away. Burp, burp, burp. Guys, we're talking runaway ship. Ryan is shaking her head no.
I don't like the
doesn't
idea
like
that
it.
If Colin could do anything he wanted, he would get the fuck out of town.
If I could do, here's the truth. If I could do anything the fuck I wanted, I would just live comfortably in LA.
That's what I thought. But you guys started talking runaways and it made me sad.
Aww.
We're just trying to make the transition.
It's hard because a lot of times you run away from something's really sad.
Yeah.
So when you're thinking of characters to ship in a runaway situation, sometimes it's rough.
Yeah.
Those people need healing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the hope is that they would be healing with that they would like heal with each other.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That they would help each other heal.
Yeah.
We're talking about this because of that movie. I'm going to mess up the name of it.
Where'd you go, Bernadette?
Oh,
did anyone else read that book?
No, I did not. Did you?
I did.
So do you know where she went?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
This is a very spoiler-heavy episode.
Well, it's interesting, and the promos for this movie have been very limited considering it's Cate Blanchett as Bernadette. But the book, at least, is from the perspective of her daughter. Like, I think it's even first person with the daughter. Oh. So it's, like, interesting. I mean, all the promos seem to be like, what's Cate Blanchett up to? But I'm like, if it's true to the book, missing.
Like, oh, no.
I mean, she's in the book, but it's like, she's gone.
So it's less Life of the Party and more Gone Baby. Or Gone Girl.
Gone Baby Girl.
Gone Baby Girl.
I thought you were trying to go Gone Baby Gone.
Impressive movie.
That was why I flarped it up, was because I had Gone Baby Gone in title.
I don't know Life of the Party, actually.
It just seems like
what is Life of the Party?
I don't know.
That's the movie with Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, that would be appropriate. That was like if we were talking about back to school ships, because she goes back to school.
Yeah, I just meant more like it's a like a middle aged woman's renaissance having a good time, which is what I got from the trailer of where.
Yeah,
is Bernadette?
And maybe they're just this time. It's less about maybe it is
where is Bernadette.
Here is Bernadette. It's like if you did a Carmen San Diego. Yeah. That's what this is.
Bernadette Aki.
But yeah, she runs away from her family.
Oh. Yeah, that does sound sadder than the trailer made it seem.
Yeah, especially if it's from the perspective of the daughter who gets wandered away from.
Yeah. Because, the trailer does look like it. Where'd you go, Bernadette? Yeah.
It really
does.
Can you
believe her?
Bernadette!
Can you freaking believe Cate Blanchett?
Where did you go?
She's being so American.
So American.
That's what I got from the trailer. Cate Blanchett's American. Does anyone have any runaway ships that they would like to share?
I have one.
Tell us.
Okay, so do you guys remember the episode of Futurama, The Deep South? I've talked about it before on the show.
I think that might be where I remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they go to the lost city of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And Fry falls for the beautiful mermaid, Angeline, and then they don't have sexual chemistry.
Isn't her name Umbriel?
Umbriel. Who's Angeline? Oh, Angeline is Bender's one-time paramour. Yes, Umbriel. Thank you.
Right, because that's another moon of Jupiter.
Neptune?
I don't know. Whatever Ariel is also a moon of, Umbriel is another moon of that same planet.
Nice.
Anyway, they can't have sex because she's got lady parts on the top and fish parts on the bottom.
Right. Oh, yes. Fry prefers a reverse mermaid where the lady parts on the bottom and the fish is on the top. So he runs away from her quite literally, just flees the house.
Yeah.
She's left there by her lonesome. And Fry goes back on his adventures. Now, what happens in that episode also is Dr. Zoidberg, who plans on staying below the sea, where he was pretty comfortable and happy, his shell burns down. And so he joins them out of just sort of desperation and goes back to New York, and his old life, where he's kind of like abused by his coworkers.
Despite the fact that he's a doctor. He's a bad doctor.
He's not a good doctor.
No. He is not. No, he doesn't know human anatomy very well.
He doesn't deserve abuse.
But you know...
different angles.
Other sides.
Interesting. Okay. Other sides.
Right.
But you know where he might have made a better doctor?
Where?
Working on fish people and other aquatic lives down in the lost city of Atlanta. Now, so Umbriel's parents, her father, they don't like Zoidberg because he's of a lower class and they don't want him hanging around, you know? Mm-hmm. But let's say this whole thing with Fry has taught her, like, I need to do a bit of a floatabout and just, like, explore what's outside of the country club living and all these, like, you know, Georgian manners and things like that. So she goes out and she runs into Zoidberg. And he's starting like a crab little general practitioner's practice. Mm-hmm. I ship the two of them falling in love and having like small town, rural Georgia family practice. She runs the numbers, you know, does the community outreach, mm-hmm. make sure all the crabs know that there's a new crab doctor in town. And Zoidberg gets to finally be the successful doctor with a loving partner and respect of a community.
Yeah, and he was never gonna survive in a big city anyway.
No,
right?
No.
Like he needs. I guess Atlanta's a big city, even underwater.
But he's kind of on the outskirts anyway. Sure. I feel like.
Yeah, I think that's a good place for him. Good for Zoidberg.
I think that's really sweet. I like nice. That. Yes. I think he deserves a little bit of something.
Doesn't deserve respect.
But... Doesn't deserve respect.
Certainly not on land, because like he doesn't appear to
what
know
do you
anything
mean?
About humans.
He is a being with sentience.
Okay, but he routinely like maims and mutilates the people that he's like. He violates the do no harm
Hippocratic oath.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
gets back to normal. I've seen the next. Episode.
No harm, no foul.
All right, I guess that's fair.
It is fair.
Mogi, do you have a runaway show?
I do. I have, as I alluded to before, I had trouble because a lot of times people run away for very distressing things.
Yes.
So there's not always time for romance. But sometimes people plot a runaway in a way that makes them a beloved character of my youth. And that would be Claudia from the book From the Mixed Up Files of Basil E. Frankweiler. Are you
Whoa,
guys familiar?
I think I remember this book.
Okay. No. So it's an amazing YA book that came out in the late 60s, and it's about this girl named Claudia. She's, I think, like 14 or 15, and she has a little brother, and she decides, like, she's bored. She lives in Connecticut. Her family's nice and stuff, but she's bored. She thinks her whole family is boring. She's like, you know what? I just wish I lived at the Met. So she...
The museum?
Yeah. So she... Because she, like, goes on a trip there, and so she's like, this place is cool. So she plans, like, meticulously plans her escape. She chooses, she has a couple brothers, but she chooses one of her brothers. She's like, he's cute, and he'll do what I say, and he'll obey me, so I'll bring him. And because like, she's like, I don't want to do this by myself.
Is this the ship?
Yeah, he's cute brother.
Little brother that does what I say.
Making out at the Met?
Oh, my God.
Making out at the Met. Claudia makes out at the Met.
Just like, so mad.
Is this the ship?
Is this
oh
it?
All right, I'll get to the ship.
Like, this is the ship.
Wow. I didn't expect this to be the ship.
Lying. Seems like this is the ship, though.
It's not the ship. So they... Okay, so the events of the book, it's an amazing book. I recommend it. They go, they run away, they have adventures, they go swimming in fountains. They sleep on Marie Antoinette's bed. They discover on Michelangelo.
She and her brother?
No.
It seems like this is the shit.
Is he going to let her eat cake? Oh, my God. Wow.
It's not the ship.
It's so hot in this room.
It is hot.
At least it's like you're talking about siblings. Okay, so
oh
then.
My God. Oh, my God.
So then eventually they get discovered. They have a very good adventure. Uh-huh. But they get discovered and go, taken back home and live their normal lives. But then she gets the itch again. She's like, I want to go back to the Met. I want to spend the night. I want to see what's up. So she goes. And it turns out the Met is now Night at the Museum.
There we go.
Cool.
So she gets there. She thinks she's going to get to, it's right before she goes away to college. Mm-hmm. She thinks she's about to just have like one last adventure sleeping in a museum. But things get crazy because there's a new exhibit. And the new exhibit is traveling all the way from Egypt.
What?
And guess who she meets on her first night at the Night of the Museum style Met?
Her brother.
Yes. He's nude in Marie Antoinette's bed wearing only King Tut's headdress.
Guys, it's King Tut.
Yay! Played by Rami Malek?
Yeah, it is. Even though I've never seen that one of the Night in the Museum.
Me
so
neither.
I don't know if he's like good or bad.
I heard
or
he's
what
very
he's like.
Sweet.
But, okay, that's perfect because that's what I wanted for her. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's just a summer affair before she goes away to college. But yeah, he likes to hang out at the museum. She likes hanging out at the museum.
I mean, he has to hang out at the museum,
he's
right?
He's trapped.
Like if he leaves the museum.
I think he turns to dust.
Right.
Right? Isn't
okay,
like,
that so that's
thing?
An obligation.
I think if he leaves, Night at the Museum thing?
Yeah, I think if he leaves, he can't. He's just not like
he's a mummy again.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like Field
well, and that's
of Dreams.
The thing is, yeah. Like because the other Night of the Museums, they were statues.
Yeah,
that came
right.
back. So like for King Tut, and I guess I should go watch this movie. Is it yeah. King Tut's tomb, and then King Tut comes out of it, or is it a
statue
statue of King Tut?
Right.
I think it might be a statue.
Okay, it's a statue. It's fine.
Do Rami they Malek ever run Claudia. Into the Phantom of the Opera and Momo?
Oh, shit.
I don't do like see... a double date?
I don't see how they could not.
They're having young, sweet love.
They just form like a super couple.
No, they never Momo hang out with Momo. Momo then, is not in the ship.
No, you're right. You know what? It's the brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, the brother, brother can fuck Momo.
The Phantom of the Opera.
And Momo.
Momo and Claudia.
No! Claudia is not there. The ship is not... The brother.
Oh, so she's like jilted by her brother moving on from their love.
No, she's not jilted. Yeah, it's right. They still love each other. It's like a healthy brother and sister love each other.
Yeah.
Right.
I actually really like her with Rami Malek, King Tut.
Yeah, that's
He's
sweet.
I think they would just have a lovely summer.
She writes him some emails the first couple of weeks of college, like just sort of transition, like lonely nights when you're not really sure. And then it's nice to have someone back home to think about.
Yeah, and then maybe she's like 35 and she goes back to
God, home, but hometown ships.
Yeah, but he's still a hot 19-year-old. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Mummy.
You say Rami Mummy?
Rami Mummy. We just see something hot him doing.
Hot Rami Malek?
Wow. Where'd you just see something hot him doing, girl?
Like, hot version of Rami Malek?
Yeah.
Doing something?
And it was
like, in his life or like in a movie?
Like loading fish into a cannon?
His muscles rippling.
I think he was loading so fish into a cannon.
Big fat salmon into that cannon.
Oh.
What are you looking for on your phone? Are you just typing hot Rami Malek?
No, I'm going to the Rami Malek folder. Oh. Where I have everything hot he's ever done.
Wow.
Oh, she has Rami Malek and then hot. And then not.
Yeah. I gotta know. I'm never gonna find it.
Dang. Oh. Danger. We'll
never know how.
Listeners,
Rami
tweet
Malek
at us.
Tweet at us. What did hot him do?
Hot him do.
I thought it was a chance you guys would be able to help
me. No idea.
Sorry. I'm not up on my Rami Malek knowledge.
Well, I don't think I usually am, but somehow. I knew
somehow
he
you
did
were
something hot at some point.
Great, a lot of detail there. Can I share my runaway?
Yeah.
While Ryan looks, so I'm bending one of our rules because half of this ship is technically a real person.
No,
but only technically because I'm mostly thinking about him from the movie Catch Me If You Can.
Ugh.
Oh, I see.
Frank Abagnale
Jr.
That's
okay. I think that's okay because you don't know the real Frank Abagnale. You just know what you saw in the movie. That's
and
fine.
I mean, wait, truly,
I
does anyone know the real Frank Abagnale?
Oh, from Catch Me If You Can, Frank Abagnale.
So why isn't it Leonardo DiCaprio playing him in
it
your
is.
Ship? So then it's not a real person.
It's okay. It's okay. Just because it's based on a real person.
Yeah, I don't
want to
picture
fine.
Some other person. Let me picture Leonardo DiCaprio as half of the ship.
Sure.
And then you're completely absolved.
All right. Good.
King Tut was
King
Rami
Tut
Malek.
Was also real.
Yeah, he's not real. I did consider actually King for Tut. A second. I was like, should it be the because he actually was at the Met in the right time frame.
Oh.
But no, I decided Rami Malek. So as long as he looks like Leonardo DiCaprio, you can play ball.
He does. Looks like Leonardo DiCaprio. And I want
to school.
No,
no, we're talking runaways.
We're talking runaways.
Back to school. Wait a minute, this isn't a Bear Grylls ship.
No, we're really hot. We're really, really hot.
And I refuse.
It's like 95 degrees in your apartment.
Change
right
anything
now.
About it.
Let it be known that Patrick has offered to turn on a fan, and I said, no, I'm fine, even though I'm really fucking hot right now.
Yeah, and you cannot take that back.
Mogi's brain cells are cooking themselves.
Everyone thought I was talking about incest. I'm so
It
confused.
Sounded like the ship.
Sounded like the ship, honestly.
No, seriously,
you can't
guys,
blame us. It's just the truth.
Frank Abagnale is in his like lab, whatever, trying to make all that counterfeit money, right?
Yeah.
This is like the scene when Tom Hanks finally like catches up with him.
The giant French printing press?
Yes.
Yes, I love that.
And like he's like yelling and like Tom Hanks is there being like, we got you, Frank. Come on out, Frank.
Great impression. I'm glad and, you did it.
Thank you. I was setting myself up
thanks,
for it.
Thanks for suggesting this topic, Patrick.
And so they cuff him. Put him in the back of the car. And he's like, we got you now, Frank. And then Frank goes, did ya? Transforms what? Into Mystique because it's Mystique of the X-Men. She flips around and
does some kicky kicks.
Kicks people and like bails out of the car. And then the
she's got to drive for the car with her feet for a little while. Yeah, like throw in the back seat. Yeah.
Kicks people.
Yeah. I get nameless yeah. French policeman.
Right. And Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks, okay.
He gets a bonk.
He deserves it also for his role in the imprisonment of woke Tim Allen.
Of course.
So,
oh, of
369.
Course.
369.
359.
359. What?
359.
Fake.
What
fake,
the hell?
Fake. Colin's fake.
Crashed through a window. Gone.
Patrick legitimately got up and walked
I know.
Away.
I don't know. Good on you for committing to the bit in this.
Oh, you guys.
We are boiling. It's so hot in this room.
I will turn a fan or the air. I could turn the air on.
No. I can push
falling
through.
Apart.
I'm so... So, like, my butt is so hot. Like, really, really, really hot. Like, I didn't know I could get this hot.
Oh, no.
I love how we're having a greater emotional reaction to this than the earthquake.
Oh, truly.
Oh, yeah.
Truly.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't that hot during the earthquake.
It wasn't that hot during the earthquake.
I mean, it was very comfortable.
Mystique kicks some people.
Yes. And drives the car with her feet for a little bit. but then bails out of the car only to be picked up by the real Frank Abagnale Jr. And then the two of them, you know, run scams on people forever with his knowledge of like how to fake documents and counterfeit money and her ability to change into other people.
Fucking
I think
awesome.
That's great.
That's
now,
tight.
I don't know the truth about Mystique. Did she age like a normal person?
No. I don't think so.
I mean, aging in X-Men is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all like really old.
Because you say they do it forever, but like Frank's still a guy.
Frank is still a guy.
So
and
they
I,
do
she's,
it for his
And she's
lifespan.
Mortal. They do it for their collective lifespan. And also, like, let's face it, they are going to wind up in a super dangerous situation and probably die during one of their heists. Like, it is just going to happen eventually.
I feel like at some point, Frank's not going to know what the caper she's getting him into is. Like, she's going to be like, hey, I got a job. I need these documents. And he's like, sure thing, hon. And he's like whipping up this stuff, not knowing that it's like a
sparking
brotherhood.
A yeah,
it's like a big deal. Oh. And she's doing some real world, like, terrorist shit.
Yeah.
That might be a little whoopsie daisy in the relationship at some point.
Yeah, because he's in it for the money.
Yeah.
And the thrills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not there for socio-political reasons.
But you think he can be converted?
To the Brotherhood of Mutants?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I mean, no, because he's not a mutant. They're not going to want him.
Yeah, they
would. Almost superior.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is she, what I think it happens, she gets deeper into that and she only visits him smaller and smaller times. I think eventually she's just his hookup for papers.
Yeah.
And it's really sad because he like lives from the moment she shows up, but she's just, he's just like one of six stops she has to make for every con.
Oh, wow, that's so sad.
But that's what happens.
But I ship it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you ship the sad stuff.
I do ship
the
sad
stuff. And it's good at first. That summer in Paris. Did you? I'm sorry. Kelly just pointed to the fan.
And then Patrick turned it on, but it's unplugged. This like, is a nightmare.
This is out of control. But you're like, go turn the fan on.
No, I mouthed, can you please turn on the fan? Thank you.
Hey, listeners, can you hear the difference? Could we have had the fan on all afternoon?
Probably could have had it on. I mean, I think we probably could have. It's okay. I for some reason, literally did not see that fan until now.
But I think this shows our commitment to one another.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't run away.
Mm-hmm.
We stuck it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of runaway, Kelly, do you have a runaway ship?
Yeah. Okay, ready? Tom Sawyer from Tom and Huck.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, Huck and Finn.
Wait, what?
Wait, Tom and Huck, right?
Tom and Huck is a thing.
Yeah, the movie.
Tom and Huck with
JTT. So wait, you're saying JTT.
JTT.
All right.
JTT playing Tom.
Yeah, no,
Sawyer.
I get it.
runs off.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you know, I got to go do my running. Sure. He runs around. He like goes through like what looks like some kind of sewer thing and comes out into like 1998.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. Suburb. So he jumped way in the future.
Yeah. He's like, what? I don't know where I am. That's but crazy. He's like, man, you know, if I know anything, though, I know when like a little boy needs to run away.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So he feels like this energy pulling him. He also feels this like pulsing 3, 5, 9?
9?
3, 5, 9? He follows it. A young Randy.
What the Newman? Fuck is
Taylor.
Taylor.
Oh.
A young Newman? A young Randy Taylor.
In 1998?
He was an old Randy Newman
maybe
at that point.
Randy Newman also traveled through a sewer time.
Yeah, he might have.
What is young Randy Newman like down the playground? Ooh, it's so weird.
God, terrible to be around.
He turns everything you say into a bad song.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the music of Randy Newman.
You love his music?
I do, yeah.
Oh, yay, yay. Anyway, he finds Randy Taylor, and Randy Taylor's sitting there, like, just thinking about how, you know what, he just doesn't belong in his family because he's too sensitive for, like, the bullshit that his family is.
Yeah. And he now, sees do they notice?
That they're identical?
That they're identical? Is it like a Prince and the Pauper?
Yeah, they notice they're identical.
Oh, now, do they do a fun, like, mirror
Yeah, they do
gag?
A fun mirror thing.
Okay, great.
And,
Although, wait, we're in 1998, right?
Yeah.
So how old does that make Randy?
And was that the same year Tom and Huck came out?
I don't know, actually. I just picked 98.
I think 98 might be a little late.
I think it's a little
late. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then let's do 94.
Okay. All right.
We'll just call it that.
Whenever they're the same age.
Yes. So they do a fun, like, mirror thing. And then Randy is like, maybe we can trade places. And Tom is like, no, I don't want to live your life. Why don't you just run away? Who cares about your family? And he's like, honestly, true. My dad is like really toxically masculine. And like, I feel bad for my mom, but she's never going to wake up and leave him. So like, I'm with you. And then they just run off together and they do some adventures and then never have to think about how their dad's in the Illuminati ever
again.
You
know what? Losing a child is a really good way to get divorced.
Yes. And that, I think, is...
A really good way?
Good way. Because I think...
Efficient.
Yeah.
What you value is efficiency.
Right.
What's the wife's name again?
Jill.
Jill.
Jill uses this moment to, like, kind of end things with Tim, which I think also has been tougher and tougher because she's had this extended affair with Al.
Right.
This whole time. Whew. Her and Al Borland.
Right.
Hachi machi.
Yeah, they've bonked in the garage
a
lot.
Bonked. We know what happened.
Yeah.
She needed help getting something carried out of her car.
And
he was so behind her. And it was just a warm, calming presence helped her. Then later she was throwing a party and she had to get something out of the oven in their open floor plan while Tim is in the backyard going, burp, burp, burp.
That's right.
And then another warm, calming presence.
Yep.
So you know what? She was just like, you know what? This is the perfect opportunity. The loss of my child is a perfect opportunity for me to just go be with Al.
So do they just go have twin ventures? Like, what do they do? Because Tom is a...
Rascal.
He's a rascal and a con man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is Randy become his patsy or do they work together in committing cons?
You know what they do? They work together.
And how
they
does
study
Huck
magic.
Because Huck had a best friend.
No,
and
Huck,
now he has
who cares?
Nothing.
Huck is off doing whatever.
Yeah, you know what he's doing?
He's having his adventures.
His
adventures with Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah,
his adventures that he has to do because no one cares about him.
Yeah.
And he's just a pawn in a horrible scheme.
Yeah.
Whereas Tom has a loving family who wants him around and Becky.
Yeah. So then you know what they do?
Huck is really fucked by this.
Yeah, Huck is fucked. But Tom and Randy, they start studying magic. And then they pretend to be one guy, and then...
And they do, like, a bit of a prestige.
Yeah.
Or illusionist?
No, I think they do a prestige.
They do a prestige.
They do a prestige, yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe Huck, he's floating down this river,
and
the river just, like, goes on and on and on until the raft bumps into someone's head. There's someone who's, like, swimming in this river.
Okay.
It bonks him on the head, and... They drown. It was Sean Astin as Samwise Gamgee. And he's like, oh, no.
Wait, he murdered
the raft does. It's a, like, manslaughter. He doesn't mean to do it. It just happens. Huck is played by Elijah Wood, right?
No!
Who?
Okay, you're thinking... Am I thinking of...
North?
The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, which is different from...
From The Adventures of Tom and Huck.
Tom and Huck is Brad Renfro.
So when you
then I'm setting it up all wrong.
When you were doing that, we all thought you were just having some kind of break.
Yeah. Like, you just took the fucking longest road imaginable to kill Samwise for some reason.
I just wanted Frodo and Elijah Wood to need a buddy.
Yeah, that looks like Samwise.
That looks, that looks like him.
Looks like himself. No, I'm trying to think of a good Brad Renfro.
Oh, this,
the pickings are going to be a little slimmer.
This is the nadir of same day shipping.
Like, maybe he makes friends with an apt pupil.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.